Okay, let the hell begin.
Woo!
Second chance romance time.
Ooh, all right.
Get your butt ready. Holly, who do we have?
We are going to be starting this morning with Pete.
All right.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. Thanks for helping me.
No, thank you.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, how you doing? You doing pretty well?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, it's raining. It's anyway. Pete, go ahead and tell us. You went out with a girl named Amy, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Amy and I, we met on Bumble. And, I mean, she's super fun, man. Like, she has this really fun energy, and I love having that around me. And because I'm kind of like, you know, I'm a little shy, I'm a little awkward. So, like, it just felt like a nice yin and yang sort of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
All right, where'd you guys go?
So we went to Lucky's 13 in Roseville for dinner and some beers. And then at the end of the night, like, you know, like I would say by the end of the night, like we were feeling pretty good. Like, you know, she just kind of commands everyone's attention. She was like, you know, laughing, talking to everyone. Like, you know, she's a lot of fun. I would love to take her out again.
Okay.
Oh, so she's kind of working the room is almost what it sounds like, but that... Was that maybe a turn on for you?
Well, I mean, no, I wouldn't say it was a turn on, but like, okay, yeah. I mean, she was talking to other people, but like, not in like a flirty or like disrespectful way, but like, you know, she was paying a lot of attention to me. It just felt like she's just like alive with the party, you know, like I appreciated it.
Yeah. Extroversion energy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did it end?
I mean, it ended pretty cordially, you know, like it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, the only thing that only thing is like, you know, I haven't heard from her. Like, I've texted her 3 times to go out again, and she hasn't returned any of those texts. And then I also noticed she's not on Bumble anymore.
Oh.
Well, did anything, let me ask you if I could please, did anything in the date happen that would make you think you were on the friend roller coaster?
I don't think so. I mean, I know what you're asking. I don't feel like that was what was happening. I mean, it felt like we were kind of like building something, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, it was more than friends.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it really felt that way.
Okay.
All right. Well, you sound like a great guy.
I mean, yeah, you sound nice and did some reflection on the date. So Lucky 13's is good too. All I'm thinking about is food. Anyway, okay,
I
Pete. I love it.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Yeah. Pete, what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold and you're going to be able to hear everything that happens next. We have Amy on the other line. She's heard nothing. Holly has her here. Holly has her hearing wonderful hold music. I believe it's John Cicada right now. So, yeah. So she's heard nothing. She just thinks that she's been nominated by a friend or family member to be part of our show on a game. So hold on just a second, okay? We're going to talk to her.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. We'll get answers. All right.
We'll get something.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Seems like a nice guy.
He does. He seems nice. Has good taste in places.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Amy, Holly. Amy?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to our show. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning. You're live right now on the air. I bet you didn't think that. Hey. I bet when the week started, you wouldn't have guessed you would be on a radio show at the end of it.
No, but this is so fun. What are we doing?
Okay. Well, here's the deal. We do a segment called Second Chance Romance, and it's it's like a dating segment.
Oh my gosh, it's Second Chance Romance on my talk. I'm so honored. That's amazing.
So you know what this is.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well.
Great.
Oh, well, good. I hope
this is a good sign.
This rarely happens. Well, Amy, I'll cut to the chase to not waste your time because you know what I'm going to say. This is about Pete.
Wow. Oh, Pete. Wait a second, Pete. Oh. It wasn't. Wait.
Pete.
Yeah, like
yes,
as in
Lucky's.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Pete as an Er. Okay.
Were you thinking of other people there for a second?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I wasn't sure who it was because I thought it might be Bert or Mike or Scotty because we had fun bowling, but.
You're right. You don't need to look any.
Nice guy.
Yep.
We had fun. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to say. I'm not going to act like, Pete got a hold of us because there wasn't anything after the first date.
Yeah, you ghosted him.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Well, I'm just going to cut to the chase. Was there a reason? Because if you know this segment, you know what I'm going to say, right? Pete's.
Okay. No, he was great. He was fine. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is weird.
Let's get him on the line.
Amy, was he fine or was he fine? Let's get started.
No, he's nice and he's quiet. We had a good time.
Okay.
He's just fine. Yeah.
Well, Amy, here's, Pete's on the other line. So let's just put him up and you guys can talk. Makes our job easier. Pete, say hi to Amy. Amy, say hi to Pete, and let's try to work this out.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, so how many guys have you dated since we went out?
not that many, I guess. I just didn't think of you right away,
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know what, guys? I have my answer. I don't think this is going to work. I mean, Amy, you didn't get back to me, and you've dated, 18 other guys since. So, I got to go. Sorry, I wasted everyone's time.
Oh, no. Oh. Okay, well.
Sorry, Pete. Up and.
Pete's gone.
Pete's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't mean to. Oh, I didn't mean to hurt his feelings, but I mean, I'm not going to apologize for dating.
No, right? Nor should you.
No, you're living your life.
My husband calls it actively single. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I probably could have gotten back to him. So it might be if he's still listening at all. Pete, sorry about that. But yeah, no, I mean, it was just, it's fine. So,
okay.
Onwards and upwards.
That's right.
Yes, Amy. Yes.
Well,
thank
Amy,
you.
Obviously you listen to us or you know of us. So thank you. We appreciate you.
Love you guys.
Oh, we love you.
Oh,
well, thank you for being a good sport through this. So thank you. Have a good day.
It was so fun. You guys have a great day too.
Thanks, thank Amy.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Whew. Wow. Nobody had to ask. That's good.
Wow, that's true.
Yeah.
I got out of that.
I don't have to file my trauma claim with B. Arthur today. That's good.
Right. We've almost hit our deductible for the entire year.
Saves me some paperwork later today. That's great. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Well. As the kids say, well, that happened.
That happened.
Yeah,
that
happened, everybody. Single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is awkward, though, when maybe he hasn't gone on many dates. And she's thinking of, what did you say, Scotty?
Going through the Rolex.
Oh, girl. She went through, yeah.
Which one?
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh. Okay, everybody. Let me tell you about listener rewards before we break. New month, new prizes. You can enter to win to see Janet Jackson in June. Get tickets to see A Year with Frog and Toad at the Children's Theater Company. Plus gift cards to Bachman's, Lululemon, and more. You have to register to win, though. So do that right now and start listening to win. See everything up for grabs and listen to rewards on the app or at mytalk1071.com. And don't forget, Second Chance Romance, Tuesdays and Thursdays at the top of the third hour. Right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. We're going to take a very small pause in the delightfulness And when we come back, Holly has the dirt alert next. Speaking of delightfulness, hey, it's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. First, I want to say happy, happy birthday to the founder of Red Cow, Red Rabbit, my buddy Luke Shimp. He's 20 today. I'm just joking. He and I are about the same. We'll just put it that way. You never ask a lady or a man their age, but happy birthday to Luke. Luke is the best. He knows what he's doing. He made just such a great burger place in the metro. But it's more than burgers there at the Red Cow. Yes, sirree. I'm going to tell you right now, that kale salad, I know. I go on and on about it. But people are ordering it. People go into the Red Cow and ask about the salad that I have. And I love that. It is that good, everybody. And make sure you get it with the peanut crispy shrimp. Thank you. I'm one of those people that I like to feel full even if I do a salad, and that salad does it. Now, I do sometimes pair it with the homemade chips and dip. But hey, I mean, a little dabble, do ya? Tonight, tomorrow, run to Red Cow.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
She has the info, and if you're nice and ask her politely, she'll give it to you in the Dirt Alert. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. What do we have today, Holly?
We have a defamation lawsuit in the Dirt Alert this morning. Dan Schneider has filed a defamation lawsuit against the producers of the docuseries Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. And that special uncovered alleged abuse and misconduct at Nickelodeon. And by the way, it became Max's biggest streaming title ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this was huge for Max, and this definitely started a conversation. 1.3 billion minutes watched of Quiet on Set.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, and now Dan Schneider, the subject, one of the subjects of this docuseries, is suing. And in this lawsuit, obtained by Variety and filed by Schneider's attorneys, reads in part that they're alleging that Quiet on Set's portrayal of Schneider is a hit job. And they go on to say, while it is indisputable that two bona fide child sexual abusers worked on Nickelodeon shows, it is likewise indisputable that Schneider had no knowledge of their abuse, was not complicit in their abuse, condemned the abuse once it was discovered, and critically, was not a child sexual abuser himself. They go on to say, but for the sake of clickbait ratings and views, or put differently, money, defendants have destroyed Schneider's reputation and legacy through the false statements and implications that Schneider is exactly that.
Might have a point.
Maybe, but
I feel like they can prove it.
Yeah. I don't know. Holly, I think I heard you in the tail end of the mini Dirt Alert. I have a feeling this will be settled. I don't think this will ever make court.
Yeah, it would be shocking to see if this ever made court. Now, I thought it was pretty clear in the docuseries that they were not implying that Dan Schneider himself was abusing kids on the set of that show. However, the things that he thought funny were funny, quotation marks, were not appropriate in any way, shape, or form. Now, what will be interesting to see what their argument is that one of the participants of Quiet on Set was Mark Summers, former host of Double Dare. And Jason, I think you were gone when we talked about this, but Mark Summers went on the record and said that basically his involvement in this docuseries, he felt like it was a bait and switch.
Yeah, he was bamboozled.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I remember that story. I was gone, off. But I remember it.
Uh-huh, yeah, where Mark Summers, he basically said he thought he was going into a documentary about the history of Nickelodeon, which he did appear in the first episode of Quiet on Set, giving some context about the network when he was involved in the 80s and early 90s. And then the documentarians showed him some footage from Sam and Cat, when isolated scene is very suggestive and inappropriate. And you could even tell from Mark Summers' reaction to that. He's like, what is this? This is on Nickelodeon? I have no idea. And so essentially he just said that, you know, the producers shoved that in his face and he didn't know that that was kind of the line of questioning that he was going to be asked.
Yeah, that's not cool. I don't like that at all.
Yeah,
that is a bait and switch.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it will be very interesting to see. But, you know, I smell settlement.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of settlements, we're going to stick on that theme. Universal Music Group and TikTok have a new licensing agreement.
Okay. Do they now?
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, our TikToks will hopefully get the audio back.
Yay. Well, music back. Now, the two companies had been fighting over royalties paid out by TikTok. Universal Music Group had pulled the music of artists, big time names, Drake, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga. You weren't able to use any of that music. But they have announced that they have a new multidimensional licensing agreement.
Mm. Oh. What is multidimensional?
Multidimensional.
What the hell is that?
Jason, I have no idea, but under the agreement, according to the Hollywood Reporter, Universal Music Group says that its global family of artists, songwriters, and labels will return their music to TikTok. Because I think one of the issues here was not only was it the recorded music done by performers, but it was also licensing the songs themselves that were owned by the songwriters.
Yeah.
And so they were kind of fighting over those two aspects of it.
Yep. Makes sense.
Well, I'm glad they figured it out. Because now all of those videos won't have the weird edits.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and while we have TikTok here in the United States, go forth and remix.
And tick and talk.
Mm-hmm. And tick mm-hmm. and talk. I got a little update here on the Masters of the Universe movie.
Ooh,
very excited about this.
So Masters of the Universe, He-Man, is finally getting another live-action movie. Look, we got one in the 80s with Dolph Lundgren, Courtney Cox, and Frank Langella as Skeletor. That was a thing.
It was horrible. And Courtney Cox.
And now we're getting a new version for a new generation. And this movie is moving from Netflix to Amazon. And it's going to be released in the summer of 2026. And they have recruited a director. And his name is Ted Knight. He is the director of, among other movies, Bumblebee, the Transformers spinoff movie, which by all means was a pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Here's my only worry. The log line here.
Oh, no.
I do not like where they're going with this.
No.
But I'm not going to do what people are doing to Barry Jenkins in the Mufasa movie. I'm actually going to wait and judge it on its merit. But as a He-Man, an OG fan, they're bringing Earth into it. And that's what the old Masters of the Universe movie did. And it was horrible. I hope they change their mind about that. I don't want to see Earth. I want Eternia. That's it.
No Earth.
Don't want Earth.
Here's the official synopsis. Introducing 10-year-old Prince Adam, who crashed into Earth in a spaceship.
No. Ahead,
you know, I love this.
Was separate.
Fish out of water.
I'm sorry. Keep going, Holly. I'm sorry.
Separated from his magical power sword. Only.
I'm sorry, Hal. Please keep going.
Only to link to his home on Eternia.
Yeah.
After tracking it down almost two decades later, Prince Adam is whisked back across space to defend his home planet against the evil forces of Skeletor. But to defend such a power, or defeat such a powerful villain, Prince Adam will first need to uncover the mysteries of his past and become He-Man. The most powerful man in the universe.
Oh, I'm in. Jeez, I'm surprised that doesn't delight and titillate.
I don't want to be titillated on Earth. I don't want
quite
Adam.
A conflict right away.
But Adam could be conflicted on Eternia. I don't want to see Adam walking around Target. You know, I don't want that.
I'm conflicted by all these deals.
I'm ready for that.
No. But I'm going to wait and see. Another Dirt Alert's coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll be back with some TV talk.
Got some mortgage questions? No question is a dumb question. When you're talking to David and the team at First Equity, they've got you. And that's what's so wonderful about working with a live and local mortgage company like First Equity, because they really take the time to get to know you and set you up for financial success. This is a huge financial decision you're making, whether it's to buy your first home, to refinance, to get the cabin that you've always wanted. And when you have a team like First Equity asking the questions and making sure that everything's all good, they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer, and they have the reputation in our market for being just that, doing it all and having a great reputation. So all you need to do is give David and the team a call. Just see. They'll answer the big question, is it the right time for you? The number is 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David. Just
it's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
I'm not lesbian. I'm not even kinda lesbian.
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. She's not even kinda lesbian. No matter what Monique says. Welcome back. We're so glad you're here.
Not even a little bit.
Even
nope,
kind of.
Nope.
Is it
nope.
In the spectrum?
Sorry, Monique. Nope. It's Thursday, May 2nd.
She's such a hater. Why is there so much beef? She gets on stage and she just rips Oprah.
Ooh, big
and
time.
Tyler Perry. And, you know, that feud had kind of settled. But again, TikTok was feeding me that last night. And a lot of. It's funny how content creators in the Black community are kind of divided, and again, TikTok, I need to not watch TikTok right before I go to bed. But anyway, they're really divided in how they feel. It's interesting. Younger content creators are now this is just from what I'm taking in. They seem to be more anti-Oprah. They view her at, they don't like her for a variety of reasons. The Hawaii efforts. They believe Monique. But then there's a divide from what I'm seeing from creators. Older folks that have a better perspective of Oprah's entire career, the totality of who Oprah is, tend to be a little more critical of what Monique is doing right now. We don't have time to go into everything, the history of Monique and Oprah. But just know that that is brewing right now in entertainment as well. TMZ had it. Monique was on stage over the weekend. And we can't even say half of the words that Monique used to describe Oprah and Tyler Perry.
Nope, I like my job.
I like my job. And I like not being canceled.
Yeah,
I mean, for repeating what Monique said. But look.
Wow.
I think it's unfortunate. I don't think it paints, this is my opinion, and you know what, I'm not going to apologize for it. I don't think it paints Monique in a good light.
No.
At all.
She looks like a big cater.
It looks, and it's not, that's not comedy to me, walking around just with no bit, no routine. It's just calling her and Tyler Perry horrible names and saying the F word every other word. And again, I'm not a prude, but that's not a comedy routine to me. That's just spewing hate. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is.
A little boob tube bonanza, a little TV talk. So we saw yesterday there seemed to be a table read for season 3 of And Just Like That. And it was very exciting. They kept cast member after cast member kept popping up on their Instagram with photos of the first script of season 3. So not a lot there. I normally wouldn't pitch this as a story, but because it's literally just, hey, they started reading the script. Okay, Holly, what do you have? Yeah, but the reason I have it on there is because there was really big casting news in the pops of people Instagramming their scripts. Rosie O'Donnell posted her script and then posted a picture of herself. As a new character, Rosie is joining And Just Like That.
Named Mary.
Mary's entered the program. Mary's in the program. And she looks great.
Yeah.
Her hair, the wig, and I'm interested to meet Mary. We don't know how Mary is going to be connected. We don't know how she's going to be introduced. They've been pretty tight-lipped about this season.
Thinking it's Miranda, maybe?
Maybe. Relationship? Yeah. We do know two people that aren't back. The character of Naya, the professor, she's not back. And then Che Diaz.
Yep.
Yeah. They are not coming back. So, neither, look, neither is a loss to me because I think they had too many characters to service.
Yes.
And I liked Naya as a character, but I think a strategic error, and I will say this forever, and I am not a hater on that show like a lot of folks. I don't think it's as bad as a lot of people say that it is.
Well, season two got way better, though.
Season two got way better. Yeah, I had a lot of problems with season one.
Oh, yeah.
But I think structurally, their number one problem was they overcorrected everything.
Yes.
I mean everything. They're like, okay, people are condemning the show because there were only white women and it was problematic. And okay, so my goodness, they overcorrected that. I mean, they just went bonkers on the other side.
All the shades, all the sexuality.
Oh my God. And it became, and not that that's a problem, but it's a problem when it reads inauthentic. And it's a problem when they're doing it like a checklist. It's not organic. That's not solving the problem. That's actually creating another problem.
Well, and it also felt like a lesson plan.
Yes.
It just, you know, just have the characters and let's not call everything out. It's sometimes very obvious if a woman is holding hands with another woman and they're kissing.
Show, okay. Don't tell.
There you go.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you,
and that's also, it.
Yeah. And in the second season of In Just Like That, you know, they really did not give Naya a storyline that was worth even having. It felt like an afterthought with her. It was like, oh yeah, we have this character. We kind of need to, you know, give her a scene or two. But it was like, well, you're not even exploring any of this. So why are you exploring it at all? It was like, if you're going to have Naya on this show, then give her storyline some kind of justice. It just felt like they weren't even bothering with it.
No.
Too many people.
Yeah. It's not even, and I listen to the Writers Room podcast, which I love for And Just Like That. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I you know, those are good people in there, and I've grown to really, I have a lot of respect for that room, but Holly's absolutely right. They just didn't have the time, the real estate. You, not only do you have the new characters to service, but hello, you have the returning cast. That cast is 5-6 characters. You have the three women. You have Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte. Then you have their husbands or their love interests. And in the case of, and then you have their children that you started servicing. And then the new friends. It's just too much. You can't do all of them justice.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the kids and all of their things.
And their plot lines. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's a lot.
It's just too much. And you're, and as Holly said, and Naya was the biggest, not culprit, but the biggest example of being shortchanged, a character being shortchanged.
Yeah.
They didn't treat her with the respect at all. So they like just scraps they gave that character. So I'm glad she's gone for that reason only. I liked the actress. I did like the character, but as much as they allowed us to like the character, but. There we go. But the bad news is we're not going to get this season until like next year. I think top of 20. What the hell year is it? 2024. Okay. We're not going to get it until the top of 2025, which, Jason, it's May already. So not that far away.
Getting there. It's not too bad.
Not that bad.
It's not like a tease like Avatar, you know, 12 years in advance.
I mean, there is that. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow on BoobTube, I will review David Letterman and John Mulaney. Letterman dropped like just one episode of his Netflix show. And my next guest needs an introduction. It's a special one-off. And boy, was it special. I will tell you all the ways how it was special tomorrow. When we come back, though, we're going to end the show with a hat party. Just trust me. Or trust Alexis, actually.
Hey, it's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. Are you ready to get smart? to be smart. I know you're already smart, but here's something smart that you can do that you can take action on right now. You can start a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. It's so easy. You can do it from the comfort of your own home, wherever you happen to have some internet service. You go to rcu.org and you can open your account online right now. Or if you want to meet with someone in person, Royal Credit Union has you too. You can make an appointment to start your smart checking account at your local Royal Credit Union branch. They have many locations across the Twin Cities convenient to you. The Royal Smart Checking Account is smart because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and your savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. So if you are ready to join Royal Credit Union today, I'm a member. Go to rcu.org or go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal, for more information.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
April is behind us. Today is the first day of May, and once again, our nation's newscasters were caught flat-footed.
May 1st. Can you believe it?
Yeah,
that's
no.
Crazy.
I know.
I really can't believe May is here, Sherry.
I can't believe it's May already.
I know.
I can't believe it's May 1st already.
It is May 1st, a new month. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it's already May.
I cannot believe it's already May.
I'm kind of flabbergasted that it's already May.
I couldn't believe it.
I can't believe it's the first day of May.
First day of May. Can you believe it?
May 1st. Can you believe it?
May 1st. I can't believe it.
Can you believe that it's May 1st?
No.
Can you believe it's May?
I can't believe it's May.
Hard to believe, right? May 1st.
May 1st. Hard to believe.
Hard to believe that it's May.
It's May 1st.
Hard to believe it's already May.
Hard to believe it's already May.
Hard to believe that it's already May.
Hard to believe it's already May.
It's hard to believe we're in May.
Yeah.
Yes.
May 1st.
Oh, you know what you just did right now? I feel like that's one of those clips with Jimmy Kimmel when they take the sound bites from everything, all the anchors say, I can't believe it's May 1st. Maybe we'll end up there.
Now back to Mediocre Radio. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Hey.
Really?
Mediocre is just fine for us.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Keeps us on the radar.
Though? Yeah,
but
yeah, it does. That's for sure, Jace. Yeah. We did say that yesterday.
Did we actually
it's
say
May.
That yesterday?
Can you believe it?
don't tell Jimmy, Lex. Don't tell Jimmy. Yeah, I guess we did. Holly, can you believe it's May already?
What?
I know. Holly, it's May. I don't want to shock you. It's May. All
for
of you
the
listening.
Second of May.
It's all. Oh my God, Alexis.
Whoa.
What? Yeah. Oh my God. Welcome back to our mediocre show, Jason and Alexis in the morning. But hey, we won a Gracie, everybody. We did win a Gracie, so something's us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah. We're gonna end the show today with a hat party, right?
Yes.
A hat party.
Okay. I want to attend this hat party the hats alone. First, I want to introduce you to Flacco the Owl.
Hi, Flacco.
Now, Flacco died.
Holly, say hi to Flacco. He's going to think we're not friendly.
It's okay, Jason. Flacco's dead.
Oh.
Yeah, you missed that. Yeah, sorry. Flacco is dead.
Yep.
But in honor of the fallen celebrity... this owl of Central Park.
It's okay,
say
Jason.
Hi. He did.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, Jason. Flacco's dead. Okay. Yeah. Oh God. That's our new Jill. Jill. Oh, it's okay, Jason. Flacco's dead. Okay. Go ahead, Lex. It's okay, Jace. Flacco's dead.
Well, in honor of Flacco the Owl.
Okay, all right.
In Central Park, socialites in New York City get together and have what's called a hat lunch.
Okay.
They get their finest fascinators, and they get together and then raise money. I'm talking $4.6 million just for this lunch. It's the Frederick Law Olmsted Awards. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Flacco. Which is funny. It means skinny in Spanish. They don't say how Flacco died.
Well, some people say that he had like rat poison in his blood.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that what you found with the Google?
This is how we're ending the show with a rat poisoned owl?
Well, it's in honor of him.
Oh, okay.
They raised a lot of money. And when you see the pictures of these hats, they're truly outrageous. Flowers, feathers, bows, actual fake owls on top of their head. Now, this is put together by Mark Zuckerberg's sister, Randy, who is an entrepreneur, and her pal, Michelle, who is from Stila Cosmetics.
Okay.
And they got together. They honor this late owl, have this fabulous luncheon, and raised $4.6 million. Okay. Now, where does this money go?
I have so many things going on in my head.
I think,
I tell you, this better not go to some damn barn or owl sanctuary. Not that it's not worthy, but if that much money is being raised for owls, I'm going to be real upset.
Oh, no. It's for Central Park Conservatory. There's a women's committee that is an invite-only luncheon as well. It's one of their signature events.
Yeah. Well, Flacco died.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
What do we know? February, because he flew into a building and didn't make it. And the autopsy found that he had life-threatening levels of rat poison and a severe pigeon virus.
Oh, so he would have died other ways. Maybe that's the fastest way to go. You just break your neck.
B. Arthur had the pigeon virus a couple years ago. She pulled through, though.
It was close there.
Yeah, lots of cream and pills.
Yeah.
We had the three of us.
Therapy.
We went to go see her at Fairview. We were like, oh.
We heard
she had the pigeon virus.
Oh.
So this funds general operations of Central Park, which is great.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Not that Flacco isn't not worth it, but I didn't want these rich people raising money for owls.
No, it sounds like they might need it with what was it? The rat poisoning and the other thing.
I don't like that. That's not funny. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
That's mean.
And the pigeon virus. But here's the thing. Flacco escaped the Central Park Zoo. So Flacco was like, peace out. He free willied himself from the same place that these people are trying to raise money for.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's details, okay. Holly.
I know. I had to bring up he's dead.
I know. Holly had to see Lex, so you've just been hollied. You've just been hollied.
No, but what's funny is I did say he was dead. Yeah, I said, but he died.
I'm sorry.
But you were stepping. You were talking about something else. That's why it's so funny. And when Holly repeated,
I stepped on you. Yeah. Not
he's
only that,
dead.
But can I tell you? No. Not only this is pulling back the curtain. Not only was I saying something else. So yes, crosstalk. I did not hear you say dead. Also, not that anybody. I was also going to my animal sound effect wall to get the owls ready. So those two things, I did not hear that the owl had passed away until Holly told me he'd be dead.
That's why it's so funny.
But a bunch of rich people in wacky hats.
Yeah, I want to go to there.
Raise no, Lex,
I do want to see these hats. I want to make one. The whole fashion, the whole scene, it looks just very, very fun, floral. There's
can
a link
I be
on our show page if you want to see
for
it.
For these ladies?
Yeah, $4.6 million. That's a lot of trim tree and trimming trees and, what do you do with flowers?
Well,
you
too, Jason, could run into a building on the Upper West Side of New York.
I'll do it.
See what happens.
If these ladies will throw a luncheon in my honor, I'll dress up like an owl and fly and run into a building.
Oh, I would pay to see that.
Oh, Flacco, R.I.P. Flacco, our dear friend. We hardly knew you.
Jason, they sure find a way to celebrate, don't they?
Jason, there's no need. He's dead.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holly. Thank
dead.
You. Yeah, that's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve, Experience up next. Bye for now.